Yeah, I think that that whole area was built up sometime like in the late 70s or so. I think that's at least what the paperwork on my house said. And I'm pretty sure all those houses were built around the same time. But, yeah, I'm, I guess if I had some more forethought of thinking about this road closure, probably would have behooved us to make some signage or something that we could have stuck in the ground or stuck on a telephone pole and put it at a couple spots to give people an idea. But I think everybody will be fine as long as they get on the radio. I think that we can do a pretty decent job talking people in. I don't think it's going to be too terribly bad.
Hey, copy that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, like anything else, you know, you roll with it and go from there, you know what I mean? That's all you can do, you know. But my grandma's farm, that used to have a Schultz Road address. And then when they started selling land off and so forth, so somewhere in the early 70s, she went from having a Schultz Road address to a Skyline address, okay? And the road that was cut in front of her house and the cul-de-sac did not get developed until the 90s, okay? But I had all this farmer field and that to play in, and then next thing you know it, you know, I'm seeing stuff build up and build up. Not quite as far north as 450, but 400 or Schultz Road was the southern boundary, and it really extended, and that, I think that's 625 west. Anyway, everything extended west of that area, and at the far north would have been 450, okay? I am really fuzzy, because there's stuff I remember that, okay, guess what? There's sub, you know, I blink and there's subdivisions, you know, and on 400, Schultz Road, whatever we want to call it, I always get that, it's practically the same road, right? If you know what to look for, you know, you can see my Uncle Pete's aircraft hangar, because 1971... 72, something right in there, was probably the last time he used Schultz Road as a airstrip. And everything else just changed around him.